From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom Arese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The legalization of marijuana in New Mexico has hit a major snag. On Sunday, a state Senate panel pulled discussions on the bill off its agenda just minutes before a Sunday hearing. Republican State Senator Cliff Pirtle of Roswell, who sponsored the bill, is advocating for it because of his streamlined approach to taxation and regulation aimed at stomping out the illicit market for marijuana. And the development that has occurred is on the House side, Pirtle explains.
So House Bill 12 structurally is very flawed. Quite a few things within the bill with the regulation, who's in charge, where the money goes, what the tax rate is, that just is very problematic.
And if the House and Senate can't come to terms, this bill could go up in smoke.
You know, it's looking less and less likely. The way that the powers that be want the bill to look, I don't think is in the best interest of the public. So if we can't get it amended or move my bill forward, then it'll probably not make it.
Discussions on the bill will be heard again on Wednesday, but time is not on its side as the state legislative session adjourns on Saturday. Carlsbad Lifehouse, a nonprofit organization, has reached a deal to purchase Via de Esperanza and Golden Services Counseling. Both provide social services to the community. Kyle Marksteiner, spokesperson for the city of Carlsbad, elaborates.
Via de Esperanza, and that's kind of a rehab type treatment center. They've also come through the partnership with the Avalon Ranch program, which is going to be a treatment facility for women with children.
The deal should be finalized by April the 1st. 40-year-old Joel R. Pettis of Lovington was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, also shooting at or from a motor vehicle, and other charges stemming from a shooting that occurred on March the 10th. According to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, the shooting occurred in the vicinity of North 34th Street in Lovington. According to reports, the victim, who is Perez's father, told authorities they had argued earlier in the day. The victim stated he felt bad about the argument and traveled to Perez's residence to speak with him. As the victim and his girlfriend arrived at the home of Perez, Perez allegedly began shooting at the victim's pickup. Neither one of them was injured. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arese.